you all know this part, one of the better competitors in this game. That's what he is. Will fight for the last yard and the last play of a game. And that's what he's been about from the first time we've seen him, even at Florida State. So we have a great job of understanding that he's athletic enough in the pocket to maneuver and keep plays alive. And we have to do a good job plastering on the back end and rushing him consistently.
Does their offense change in any way with him at quarterback as opposed to Ryan Fitzpatrick?
I wouldn't say changed. I would say they're doing things that Jameis is comfortable with, and that's one of them. You see the screen game picked up a little bit. They're running the ball a lot better than they were previously. And I hate to say this, but another barber that you got to take care of, messing with the Bucks, but he's been doing a good job. And I think they're not asking Jameis to do a lot, but be consistent, drive in and drive out. So continuously getting him back healthy and watching him go out there and make the throws that he's able to make, get the ball, move it around, throw the screen game in enough to keep him, all of it not being on his shoulders. So the competitor still comes out. And when you watch Jameis, like I said, he scrambles, he makes plays happen more with his legs than anything else right now.
Do you need to pressure him any differently than you did Ryan?
It varies, man. Week to week on when you need to. You would love every down to be able to do it with four men. And at times we do. I think you have to have mixed variables when you talk about it from that standpoint of being able to put pressure on him, cover him down, and when you do zone pressure or man pressure, you have to be efficient when you do it.
What kind of versatility does Deion give you when you're designing your defenses?
The ability, one, let's take our hat off for him doing what he did the last week, bouncing back, getting healthy, and doing the things that we take our hat off to him. But Deion is a phenomenal athlete, and he gives you the ability to pressure, play man-to-man. He can cover a wide receiver down the middle of the field. He can do multiple things, and the thing that a lot of people don't give him credit for is his intensity on how he plays down in and down out, and that's week in and week out. So he gives you a lot of flexibility, man, the ability to cover backs, like I said, cover backs man-to-man and chase quarterbacks down that can scramble. Oh, I'm gonna always take my hat off to the standard of the room, and that's the guys in the defensive room. Injuries happen, and you never want to put an excuse on those, but guys stepped in, played multiple positions, finished the game at positions they didn't start at. So it was a challenge to us, and I take my hat off to the defense of being able to step up to the challenge and understanding that every team in our division will fight to the end, and you're only as good as your last man. So that challenge made everybody in the room alert this week, because you never know, and that was the game to prove it.
Speaking of injuries, that Vic got hurt early in the year at the hamstring, then you guys had the injuries on the second level. He had to move back and drop into pass coverage more. He hasn't really been the full-fledged pass rusher that he was a year ago. Do you see him sort of rounding back into that form at all, and also just how important is he in terms of the impact on your defense?
Let's take our hat off to him first. I'm going to do that first. Because you're asking a guy who led the league in sacks to go drop and pass after he's coming off an injury. And he's a phenomenal athlete as well. But when you ask a guy to do a lot of different things, and he was successful at all of them, his numbers aren't going to be the same when you look at it, because most of the time he's taking one for the team. And that's what we are. That's our standard. That's our brotherhood. To answer the second part of your question, we're excited to get him back at DN. Not that he's not going to play any sand, but to get him back at DN in a place where he's comfortable to be able to, and most guys understand this, that played this game, the rhythm that you get in when you're rushing, whether you're carrying the ball or not, or rushing the passer, it's a rhythm that you have to get in. And the ability to get back to it, to have him and tack off the edge, it gives us more flexibility. AC, we have a number of guys that can now rush the quarterback. So we're excited. We're excited to see what happens this last tail of the season.
Taking nothing away from his abilities as in terms of covering passes, but can he impact you more at the DN position, and particularly when it comes to even leading to takeaways also?
No doubt. You guys watched it. And not that he hasn't done it this year. You watched him early in the year prior to the hamstring injury. It was the same game when he rushed the quarterback, rushed Aaron. And it's still there. It's just that you got to count the number of turns that you give a guy the opportunity to go do it. And he's going to be blessed with that these upcoming weeks.
When you were talking about Deion, you smiled a lot. How enjoyable has it been for you this year being the defensive coordinator and not just, I mean, obviously I know you work with all the guys as a secondary coach, but now you get to interact more with guys like Deion and, you know, some of the guys on the defensive line?
Great question. I wouldn't say it's different, but I would say this. The guys always heard me, and they always flocked towards what I was always talking about, whether it be in a run game, pass game. It's a little more efficient when now you are the guy in charge. And when I say that, I'm just in lead position. It's other coaches that do this with me. We don't do this alone. And it's just a pleasure to always be able to bring your energy to everyone, to be able to touch everybody hates practice. I don't care who you are. Games are easy. I have a real cliche of saying, like, you coach the coaches and coach the players, and on game day, I don't do anything but adjust. The bringing the energy and all that, that's their job. So it's been awesome to just sit back and watch it unfold in front of me. And those guys enjoy it. Like, I always tell them, I can't put them in a compromising position because it matters too much to me. The ball go over your head, guess whose head is going over? Mine. And when they know you're in like that, they're going to give you everything. So it's been amazing.
Another Deion question. Thanks to young Matt Haley's research, it seems that he's done some...
Tip your hat to him.
He's done some market improvement on his tackling efficiency, especially against the run. Where is he at as far as just getting guys on the ground and his work on that?
It has improved game in and game out. That's one of the things that, and that's just not him, the team. We're better. We were averaging a lot of and double-digit missed tackles early in the year. And that's parity in the league. A lot of teams were doing that, but that wasn't our standard. And recently of date, we've been playing better defense because we've been tackling better. No yards have to catch, tackling the runs for 3 yards or less on downs that we need to. And that has been the case. But you can see it in practice. Deion and all the guys, they have put in the emphasis of, I'm going to get the guy down. The next guy going to get the ball off him. And that's been the intent.
Hey, Coach, this time last year, they mostly do this on offense, but, you know, Coach had taken over the play calling, and you all were, you know, going in the Rams, San Francisco area. But, you know, you all are entrenched now. Where do you feel that the defense is and how you all can, close out down stretch here?
That was the challenge today. Mm-hmm. We talked to the guys when we first sat down and met. We got this extended bye, which is a blessing. Get the guys freshen back up. You play on a Thursday and you bounce back and you got time to take off. Get away from it for a little bit. Get your bodies healthy and talk about recovery. I always have this saying that I tell the guys, when did recovery start? I shake their hands after every game. And they know after the game, like when you shake our hands. So I think this time of year, the one thing that you got to look forward to is how detailed can you be series in and series out, and can you dominate? Last week we came in and we stood to and rose to the occasion. Can you do that consistently? The great teams play great defense down the stretch. A team doesn't score, they don't win. And a lot of people like to use that cliche, but we live by it. If they can't get in the end zone, they can't win. And the likelihood, we might block the field goal. So I think just from that standpoint, and it's the details of a lot of people say every game, we just take it series by series.